pipeline that would run natural gas into Somerset County may be getting near to construction. The main recipients of what is known as the Delmar Energy Pathway would be the Eastern Correctional Institution and the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. The Maryland Board of Public Works has already approved a proposal to pay contractors to repair the heating system at the prison for conversion. We talked with Chesapeake Bay Journal reporter Jeremy Cox, who has recently written on the latest developments.
Yeah, so we've heard for years that Somerset County is, you know, this close to getting a natural gas pipeline, and then nothing seems to come of it. But what changed recently is that the state of Maryland, through an independent agency, actually, the Maryland Environmental Service, leading the way, has decided to switch over the types of energy that are used at the Eastern Correctional Institute and the University of Maryland Eastern Shore to natural gas. And then that makes this pipeline the latest in many proposals actually able to kind of stand up on, well, not quite its own, but at least with that state help. So now we have a proposal coming from Chesapeake Utilities, which is the parent company of the company that's doing it, to bring a natural gas pipeline down from Salisbury down to the Westover area.
Give me some sense about where these pipelines are going, because one of my guests goes through Salisbury.
Yeah, so it's you know, in practice, it's kind of one long pipeline, like, you know, the methane's not going to care, but regulators do. So we have one section of pipeline that's a 10-inch pipeline that goes from Salisbury, right around where the Arby's is. They're off Route 50, Business Route 50, near downtown. And it follows along the railroad tracks all the way down to close to where that Shell station is in Eden, off Route 13. And then that's one permit for wetlands. And then a second permit, which is a little behind that one in the process, would take an 8-inch pipeline from there within about 5 feet of the railroad and down to the prison there down in Westover. So, yeah, while it's going to be all the same pipeline from a regulatory perspective, at least for those wetlands permits, it's two separate actions.
Does this construction have any impact then on the surrounding areas that the pipeline goes through?
That's an interesting question because, you know, the company, you know, Chesapeake Utilities will tell you, you know, we're using, you know, vast majority of it is within existing right-of-way. So they have to buy very little private property. There's the land is pretty much already disturbed, but it is going to have to cross over three in one section, I think three in another section, waterways, like the Tony Tank Creek and, you know, the east prong of the Wicomico River. And that's going to involve some boring underneath those waterways and, you know, construction activities that at least temporarily are going to disturb wetlands in those areas. You know, the question is, well, what does temporary mean? And that is going to be talked about with these permits as well by both sides.
In our next segment, we talk with Cox about the concerns of environmentalists and local officials. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.